Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today. Looking forward to this weekend. We have the 4th of July fireworks celebration this Friday in downtown Pensacola. Fireworks will start at 9 p.m., but you can come on down starting at 5, get set up on Bayfront Parkway. We are going to have food trucks. We're going to have some other activities. So come on down, get your spot. Peter Muget will have the symphony starting at 7:30 at Community Maritime Park. And then you can also go to Blue Wahoo Stadium where they'll have some great activities for the kids. So once again, all that starts at 5 p.m. in downtown Pensacola on Bayfront Parkway. Fireworks start at 9. Be sure to bring your radio and listen to Cat Country. They'll have the music synced up with the fireworks. This only works with your radio. Streaming, it'll lag too much. So be sure to bring your radio, tune in to Cat Country, listen to the patriotic music that'll be synced up with the fireworks. We're really excited. The Chamber teaming up again with Pensacola Young Professionals to bring this to you for the third consecutive year. So with PJ, we were talking a little bit earlier about some 4th of July trivia, and something I stumbled upon talking about fireworks as some history of fireworks. So fireworks were invented in China in the 9th century. So, well over 1,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Were brought to Europe in the 13th century, and the first recorded use of fireworks in the United States was before it was the United States in 1608, when Captain John Smith set them off in Jamestown, Virginia, at the settlement there.
Oh, so it wasn't a 4th of July first time.
It was not the first time, but July 4th, 1777, so one year after the Declaration of Independence was signed, the first public fireworks show was held in Philadelphia. The quote was, "The evening was closed with ringing of bells, and at night there was a grand exhibition of fireworks."
Oh, wow.
So that is what we are looking forward to this
Friday
evening.
Now we know how the Liberty Bell cracked.
Yeah, right.
Party too hard.
So, right. Hopefully we don't have any wayward fireworks like that. No, just kidding. No, we're looking forward to a great evening in downtown Pensacola this Friday for the 4th of July. If you want to text in your 4th of July tradition or something you like to throw on the grill, we'd have someone, you text in at 437-1620. We had someone text in and said, "My 4th of July tradition is to stay home." And hey, can understand that, you get the day off. Sometimes you just got to chill out and enjoy being at home. But it's certainly encouraging folks to come on down to downtown Pensacola, enjoy the fireworks. Again, a couple of things to know. Don't bring any pets because we know pets get spooked, and that's, we don't want any situations there. And also don't bring any of your own fireworks or firecrackers to shoot off. PPD will be down there. They will be patrolling. And so leave those at home. Come down, enjoy the fireworks, but don't bring your own celebration. Save that for home. But that'll be Friday evening starting at 5. Bayfront Parkway will be shut off to traffic, so you can bring your lawn chairs, bring your tents, get set up, get a spot, enjoy some food from one of our food trucks, from some of our vendors that'll be down there. If you are going to go to Peter Muget with the symphony, that'll be starting at 7:30 at Community Maritime Park, and then the Blue Wahoos will have activities for the kiddos at the stadium also in the evening. So a great day celebrating the 4th. Hope you enjoy it. Again, the Greater Pensacola Chamber collaborating with Pensacola Young Professionals on this year's fireworks once again. So with that, I'm going to take it to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Looks like we have a vehicle crash West Fairfield Drive and North Q Street. They're saying there's no roadblock. Just use extra caution in that area. No delays on Olive or Burgess. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners. Today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions. Today at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock, on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're 64, about to turn 65, or you're retiring, or for whatever reason you want to find out more information about Medicare, give my friend Ricky Stewart a call. This is all she does. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part of it that she handles, and she'll help you understand, you know, what's supplement, what's Advantage, what is Medicaid, does Medicaid apply to me? Because a lot of people, and you may be one, don't know the difference, and that's okay. Because these questions aren't that hard, but if you don't know the answers, it can be a little stressful to think about going from private insurance or company-based insurance to government insurance, but it's really not that hard to understand, and she can certainly explain it to you. Give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart, insured by Ricky, RICKI.com.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim & Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim & Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Let's get a quick check of the headlines with David Wayne.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The Senate remains in their Voterama mode this morning. Lawmakers worked through the night on the big, beautiful spending bill. Republican senators trying to iron out some differences over cuts to Medicaid, green energy tax credits, and some other measures that would be needed to fund the bill's tax cuts. At least two GOP senators and every Democrat have so far promised to vote against the bill. The commander in charge of National Guard troops in Los Angeles for immigration enforcement protests wants to transfer some of those guard troops to firefighting duty. A request has now been sent to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to reassign 200 National Guard members as their wildfire season is currently at its peak. And This cruise ship that we talked a little bit about yesterday has made it to Broward County, Florida. It's now docked. This is after that dramatic rescue at sea. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. The Disney Dream Cruise arrived at Port Everglades. On Sunday, a girl fell overboard off of the deck on the fourth deck of this cruise ship. Her father jumped in to save her. Crew members did spring into action pretty quick there, and they were able to rescue both the girl and the father. One passenger said the whole scene just took everybody's breath away.
Thank you for that, David. So we've been talking a good bit about economic development here in Northwest Florida this morning, and our next guest is one of our great partners We are welcoming Nicole Gieslassen with the University of West Florida's Haas Center to the Pensacola Morning News. Nicole, welcome.
Well, hello there, Todd. It is great to be with you on this beautiful first day of July.
Yes. As of right now, it's a Chamber of Commerce weather type of day.
Indeed.
Yes. So, Nicole, tell us exactly what does the Haas Center do, and what do y'all do to support economic development?
Sure. So for over 30 years, the UWF Haas Center has specialized in economic impact modeling, workforce and wage studies. And 6 years ago, we added expertise in industrial innovation around 3D printing and design. We have about 4 full-time team members, including a couple of statisticians, and 4 remarkable students who study business and engineering. And, you know, we strive to provide up-to-date information and research to local thought leaders like you in both the public and private sectors. And just today, we received notification that we've earned our first patent.
Wow.
So that's quite exciting. Yeah, it's related to a window balance that one of our mechanical engineering, a student at the time, designed in conjunction with some other team members. So that's really, really fun news.
That is exciting.
You know, we're located in, it is, yeah. And our team is right down here in downtown Pensacola inside the old Parish Schoolhouse. And our additive manufacturing lab is inside the Museum of Commerce. So I invite your listeners to visit us in person or check out our economic data on our website. And that's haas.uws.edu.
Yes, and I can attest, a lot of great economic data on the website there, kind of a one-stop shop to get a lot of great information. So be sure to check that out. So Nicole, you work with a number of entities in Northwest Florida on economic development and supporting them. Talk about that a little bit, some of the groups that you work with and some of those projects.
Right. So I have the pleasure of working closely with the team at Florida's Great Northwest and other economic development organizations around the region. And for FGNW, we've just completed the research part for a new data dashboard that's hosted by the team at Florida's Great Northwest. Military Talent Dashboard is funded by the State Department of Commerce under the leadership of Secretary Alex Kelly. And the purpose of that research and the dashboard is to demonstrate that our military talent offers a unique competitive advantage for businesses looking to innovate in our community. You know, after all, we enjoy access to one of the highest concentrations of skilled professionals in the country. The highest concentration of veterans is right here in District 1. So, and as you and Commissioner Wright discussed earlier this morning, that dense network of military installations, that brings us thousands of service members and their family members to Northwest Florida every year. And many of them decide to stay when they separate. So, you know, here are some of the high-level key takeaways from our research that was just completed yesterday. We estimate that about 5,200 skilled individuals retire or exit the military in Northwest Florida. And of that number, 47%, almost half, plan to stay in the region. And this adds about 2,200 individuals to our workforce. These men and women bring with them unmatched experience in areas like logistics, engineering, cyber, and yes, of course, aviation. Being the cradle of naval aviation and education, that's really no surprise. But we also note that these skills are mission critical for today's economy in Pensacola, Panama City, as well as the Fort Walton Beach area. And so that's just kind of a high-level overview. I want your team to stay tuned for the launch of that dashboard. More information will come out from Florida's Great Northwest in the weeks ahead.
That's really great information. And you know, you touched on something that's very important to me and very important to us at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and that is the retention of the veterans as they retire from the military, keeping those folks in our region, filling those jobs that we have. They come out with skills that we often need. So it's great to hear that we're doing a good job there. Obviously, always can do better, but I think we're starting at a great spot, and look forward to learning more and seeing how we can engage with that. So, Nicole, give us just 1 second. Let's check in with PJ with Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Thanks, Todd. This report is brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Use as directed. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. US 98 east and westbound through Navarre also flowing nicely. Not showing any signs of delay in Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you, PJ. We're talking with Nicole Geislason with the UWF Haas Center and all the things that they do to support economic development in our region. So I want to ask you now, Nicole, about a couple of our major companies here in Escambia County. Navy Federal, obviously our largest employer, and GE. I know you've had some experience with both of those companies.
Yeah, so Navy Federal, that's a great economic development story, right, Todd? You know, and the community around Navy Fed has grown in support in recent years. So we had the pleasure and privilege of studying their economic impact. One of our advisory board members, Bill Dagnall, connected us with the opportunity to measure their economic success over a five-year period. And so annually, we estimate that a total of almost 30,000 jobs, that's 29,540, may be attributed directly to this facility. And about one in three of those individual jobs at Navy Federal in Pensacola is directly employed by the team at Navy Federal. So they're seeding nearly two additional jobs in the region for every single one at Navy Fed. But beyond the economic impact, employees build careers at Navy Federal. They gain valuable knowledge and skills. And, the cherry on the top, as we like to say, is that their average annual economic impact is over $8.4 billion. And this includes, you know, those direct jobs that I talked about, their supplier network, as well as the consumer spending on housing and other things in our economy. So we're really blessed to have such a great team of people right here in Pensacola. And as you probably know, Todd, it started off as a call center. And indeed, they do have a magnificent operations group in Pensacola, but they also have other types of jobs. My predecessor, Zach Jenkins, he was recruited to go there and manages part of their HR data for HQ at Navy Federal. So that's a really important type of work that gets underway in our community. And I think you mentioned GE.
Yes.
So, you know, that's an interesting plant. They started out manufacturing for Westinghouse at that facility there on Scenic Highway. I believe they manufactured nuclear components originally, but now the 400,000 square foot facility occupies over 90 acres. And I checked the property appraiser, and the site actually got underway in 1968. And they built out about 45% of what's there today. And I had the opportunity to talk with an economic development leader from Gulf Power Company, Bob Cordes, and talk to him a little bit about how GE was recruited by the Pensacola Chamber, who then housed Florida West and his company, Gulf Power. You know, they helped to market it, bring GE into the region, and over time, that plant has developed into a major wind energy manufacturing hub. So today, they're the single largest producer of land-based turbine generators in the world. And what may not be realized is that they're near peer in Germany, where they produce 7 gensets a month. By comparison, our team here in Pensacola produces 40 gensets per week. And that Pensacola plant is responsible for about $890 million in economic output across the entire state. And that brings with it about 3,100 jobs, and those include the ones at the plant, their suppliers like Gexpro, Jupiter Bock, and others, and the jobs that also stem from that consumer spending, again, on houses and other goods in our community.
Yeah, that is amazing, and such great to hear that, you know, we've got these private companies that are, you know, having such an economic impact in our community, bringing those jobs and supporting our economy. Nicole Geislason with the Haas Center, thank you so much for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News. Appreciate everything you do to support economic development. Let's get a check on what's happening with the news.
Therese Crowley. President Trump says, I think we'll get the bill passed. The Senate up all night and still going on the big, beautiful budget bill with two GOP no's, two on the fence when three no's kills the bill.
I don't want to go too crazy with cuts. I don't like cuts. There are certain things that have been cut, which is good. I think we're doing well. We're going to have to see. It's very complicated stuff.
The president says he'll be back early from Alligator Alcatraz, flying for the opening of the new Florida ICE Detention Center. Rep. Carlos Jimenez tells Fox,
it's not going to be inhumane. The people will be treated just fine. And again, it's not swampland. It's developed. It's high and dry. It is, though, surrounded by the Everglades.
And Trump jokes to reporters, if they escape, we'll teach them how to run from an alligator. Not in a straight line. Gave a wavy hand motion. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 76 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning. Of course, we'll get our weather forecast in just a couple of minutes with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3. Four Pensacola women have been charged in a scheme to unlawfully divert drugs as part of the Department of Justice's 2025 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown. The defendants were identified as 31-year-old Alexandra Christensen, 41-year-old Lindsay McCray, 36-year-old Heather Bradley, and 39-year-old Jennifer Purvis. They're accused of distributing over 300,000 hydrocodone and 30,000 oxycodone pills. The nationwide operation resulted in charges against 324 individuals. Authorities say they seized over $245 million in assets linked to fraudulent activities. Escambia County paramedics had a call to help an EMT after he was attacked by a pit bull during a call at a local hotel yesterday.
Dogs are attacking me and my partner.
That call came in after EMTs responded to the Homestay Lodge on North Davis Highway about 4 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Officials say the dog bit and latched onto the EMT's leg. The hotel did have signs posted saying that aggressive dog breeds were banned from the property, but some residents say they believe there's multiple pit bulls at the property. The EMT was taken to a hospital where they were treated and released for the bite wound. Right now, there's no word on whether the owner will face any charges related to the incident. Well, it is July 1st. That means a lot of new laws are taking effect today, not just in Florida, but all around the nation.
In Illinois, a commission will start to negotiate over whether to allow counties from the Prairie State to be absorbed into Indiana. Kids in Tennessee are happy now that there's a law increasing recess time for elementary school students. It's now a crime in Florida to restrain animals outside during natural disasters and abandon them. In Georgia, fluorescent pink is now a legal color in outer garments used for hunting. And the Southern Classic Brunswick stew is now the official stew, and cornbread is the official bread of the Peach State. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Well, Florida's budget is officially signed yesterday. Governor DeSantis also cut millions of dollars in spending. The governor vetoed over $500 million from the budget that was signed yesterday. The vetoes include $200 million to buy land for the state's wildlife corridor. The governor did not veto raises, though, for state employees, police, teachers, and other employees. The budget did include $2 billion in tax relief that permanently repeals the business rent tax. It also includes $400 million in savings for families through several sales tax holidays. Now, Key West is changing its position on immigration enforcement. Their city commission voting yesterday to end its partnership with ICE. That coming just 3 months after they had signed a 287G agreement with the federal agency. The resolution did specify that Key West is not to be considered a sanctuary city. 8:35 at News Radio, 92.3. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. Taking a look at the big board, I-10 and 110, both looking really good. Mobile Highway, clear through Beulah. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a high chance of rain, of showers and thunderstorms today. 90% chance of rain overall, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. On Wednesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 94. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 76 degrees, cloudy skies right now. Your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Our markets are down just a little bit. Not a huge change, though. The Dow down a fraction of a point at 44.94.57. S&P down 14 and a half points at 16,198. NASDAQ is down 89 points at 20,276.64. 10-year bond rate up just a bit, 4.236%. Gold prices up 52.60 at 33.60.30. Silver prices up 30 cents at 36.31. And looking at crypto, it is down across the board this morning. Bitcoin down 732 at 106.812. Ethereum's down 64. Solana's down $8. Dogecoin down just over half a cent. XRP down a dime. Mark Zuckerberg announcing the creation of Meta Superintelligence Labs. He says they'll work with several teams on artificial intelligence, part of the CEO's effort to invest heavily into AI research. President Trump says Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has cost the USA a fortune. This comes as a part of his continued efforts to urge the chairman to lower interest rates, despite Powell previously calling for patience. President Trump posting on Truth Social with a post showing an image of interest rates set by other central banks around the world. He said Powell, as well as the rest of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, should be ashamed of themselves for declining to lower interest rates. And Lululemon is suing Costco over its sale of knockoff leggings, hoodies, and jackets.
The Canadian athleisure giant accuses Costco of violating its patents by selling items infringing on the designs of Lululemon's ABC pants, the Define jackets, and the Scuba zip-up hoodies. The suit claims Costco is tricking customers into thinking they're buying authentic Lululemon items under a different brand. Lululemon is asking the wholesaler to stop selling the items and seeks monetary damages. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, this is Ildi Hossman. I'm a volunteer with the Pensacola Chamber. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 to hear all about the 4th of July celebration happening downtown with our guest Anna Lochis, president of the Pensacola Young Professionals, and Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7. Hear all about the activities and the spectacular fireworks show synchronized on Cat Country 98.7. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know, for 55 years now, Peden has been helping people solve all kinds of problems to the complicated mechanical or semi-mechanical systems that are inside of their home. You know, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, the stuff that's just kind of difficult and it really takes an expert to repair. For more than 55 years, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile, Fort Walton, Destin, Gulf Breeze, Jay, Pensacola, and everywhere in between. In fact, just last year they expanded all the way to Mobile, so across the state lines. And one of the things they do is they'll show up on time, they'll be professional, they'll install high-quality products the right way the first time. And they will stand by that installation 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Now, it is warm, and it is getting warmer. And for this month, the deal is very simple. If you'd like to get a new air conditioning system because you're concerned about the real heat that's coming, $1,000 off any new air conditioning system right now. And special financing does apply. There are some restrictions, so you might want to ask about that. But get $1,000 off a new AC system right now with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And joining us now is Market Vice President for Cox Communications, but also Chairman of the Board of Directors for the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, David Delman. David, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Good. Really good. Thanks for being on. And let's jump right into it. Kind of give us an update. What's been going on at the chamber? And you've been chair for almost 2 years now. And kind of walk us through what's been happening.
Yeah, so really the chamber is really your organization. I mean, when I say your, I mean the whole community's organization in terms of helping, you know, grow your business, improve the quality of life, and just foster a better Pensacola community. We've got a really engaged board. We have an incredible staff, well over 1,200 members that are just helping us day by day, just making sure that we are representing and helping grow the business community. I think a lot of folks think of the chamber from some of our public things that we do, which are incredible. We have incredible networking events like, you know, our breakfast on the first Friday of every month, our business after hours. We've got an incredibly successful women in business coffee that's been taking off the last few months. But I think about it from like the board perspective. We really kind of divide our work at the chamber into four main categories. We've got a big focus on the military. We all know the military drives our economy here in Northwest Florida. We've got a focus on policy, so we can really advocate at the state and local level on behalf of your business. We know that oftentimes if you're a small business, especially, you don't have the time or resources to be out there lobbying and talking to policymakers about what's going on. So we're happy to do that on your behalf. We have a huge focus on economic development, and then we're also increasing our presence in the workforce space as well. So a lot going on in each one of those areas.
Yes, and we had the opportunity to talk to some of those partners that you mentioned, some of the spaces. We talked to Chris Platte with Florida West. We've talked about our relationship with Pensacola Young Professionals and the fireworks, and Nicole Gieslawson with the UWF Haas Center. I think, you know, for me, that's been something that I've been really proud of at the chamber, is that we've developed those relationships and working with our partners in the community on these efforts. Talk about that a little bit.
No, I would agree 100%. What we realize is we are all working in the same ecosystem together, Todd. It's like nobody can do it alone. You know, it's not one person's job to grow the economy or to make the area more favorable to jobs or to help grow local businesses. We all have to work on this together. So, you know, you mentioned the Florida West, Chris Platte. You know, we've got our own traditional economic development subcommittee at the chamber that focuses on, hey, how can we partner with them? What can we do as a chamber to focus on those quality of life issues, on those workforce issues to help make sure that we are helping to make Pensacola as attractive as possible for future business opportunities and expansion of current businesses here as well. Yeah, another incredible partnership for us the last few years has been one with CareerSource Escarosa. They have been an incredible partner with us in terms of workforce development. We've got a staff member that is shared between CareerSource and the Chamber. Her name is Carolyn Fries, who really just digs in to figure out, hey, what are the industries that are growing their workforce needs? What do we need to be doing as a business community to make sure we have the right talent in place, whether it's in the aerospace sector, whether it's in healthcare, whether it's in finance? Carolyn and the team are really doing an excellent job drilling into some of those things to make sure our community is prepared to support the jobs of today and the jobs of tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something I hear about literally every day is, you know, jobs. We need, you know, the workforce as we continue to grow. That's important for our community. Got about a minute left. Anything else you want to share as we wrap up here?
I'll just share that, you know, I mentioned earlier that our community is obviously very dependent on the military. That's such a big driving force for us. And I just want to say on behalf of the Chamber Board and the Chamber membership, we're super grateful to NAS Pensacola, Whiting Field, and all of our military personnel in the Northwest Florida area. We still have a very active military affairs committee at the Chamber, which is, you know, focused on, hey, how can we focus on those quality of life issues, making sure we're making Pensacola as attractive as possible for the folks as they're coming through this area. And we also have a newly launched military morale committee that's focused on, hey, what are those things that we can do, anything from spousal employment to just making life better every day for our military members here in Northwest Florida. You know, we hear so many issues that they're facing, whether it's your child care, affordable housing, things like that. Our chamber is really dialed into those issues, and we're super proud to have great partnerships with the leaders of the bases and the military personnel so we can make sure our military remains a strong part of our local economy.
Absolutely. And I just want to say, David Dellman, thank you for joining me on the Pensacola Morning News. Thank you for your leadership with the Chamber. Thank you to the Board of Directors for everything y'all do to support us. With that, we'll jump to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Traffic Report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Taking a look at the big board, vehicle crash at Lillian Highway and Bauer Road. They're saying there's no roadblock in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. It's been a pleasure being with you this morning, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Andrew. And we're going to bring on our final guest of the morning, someone we're all familiar with here in Pensacola, Northwest Florida. Clay Ingram, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Todd. I'm the caboose. Thanks for having me this morning, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, Clay, here we go. What are you up to now? I don't know if folks may not know that you've moved and you're doing something really exciting. So share that with us.
Yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun. Hey, first of all, I miss Pensacola. It was cool to hear the end of David Ellman's interview. Just miss everybody back home and love home. I'm glad you're all doing so well and having so much success. But it was the beginning of 2019 when Governor DeSantis was sort of picking his first administration. I got offered the job. The small agency was called Volunteer Florida. It still is called that. But I was picked to lead that agency that administered the AmeriCorps program, the Hurricane Disaster Fund. It was such a cool thing to do to go, you know, get to work for him and work for that board at Volunteer Florida, doing really, really cool work and good work for the state of Florida. So I did that for about 2 years. And I got a call out of the blue from President John Thrasher at FSU. I went to school at FSU, played football there. So many ties to the university. And he was preparing for retirement. And, you know, he had been a former Speaker of the House and been a member of the Florida Senate and, you know, didn't really have if he needed to call somebody in the legislature, he just picked up the phone and called them and they knew who he was. But as he was getting ready to retire, he was looking for someone that knew the legislative process and had ties to FSU to be their governmental relations person, the person that, like, you know, could be between the government and FSU. And he asked if I'd be interested in that. And it was sort of a dream job. You know, the political appointments like I had are certainly temporary in nature. You're on the clock by virtue of the fact that you're a political appointment. And so when President Thrasher offered me that, as much as I enjoyed what I was doing, I just thought, man, like, what an opportunity you just cannot pass up. So I've been doing that since the very end of 2020, started December 7th of 2020. And it's been great. We went through a presidential transition. Obviously, President Thrasher just passed away. It's been something special.
Yeah. So when people ask me about you, you know, I tell them that you have found your perfect job. I mean, it marries your passion for Florida State University with your experience and passion for government. I mean, it just seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah, it's been. I mean, everything has its challenges. And, you know, when you're working with government, there's so many unknowns. But so there are a lot of challenging days. So like the passion gets you through for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, you mentioned you played football at Florida State. And you know, we're kind of in the dead period of sports right now, but college football will be here soon enough. And I know a lot's been happening in the space, but can you talk a little bit what's happening with the NIL, with college athletics, and how that impacts what you guys are doing at Florida State?
Yeah, hey, look, I'll speak as a former student athlete, not as a representative of FSU for sure. Like, it's a little bit outside of my area, not working in athletics. But yeah, so like you said, Todd, NIL changed the game completely. I'll say that, you know, it probably could have been implemented differently and better, you know, by the NCAA for sure. You know, could have gotten involved earlier and put parameters there that would have changed it and made it probably a more positive experience for everyone, for the student athletes, the fans, the sponsors, and you know, the universities for sure. But didn't happen. And then you had this hodgepodge of state laws that took effect, and then they had to repeal some of the laws because something like Florida, for instance, our law was more restrictive than other states, which puts us at a disadvantage. The state had to come back and revise that law. But I'll take a step back from all that and say, I just thought it was always a very basic injustice that the NCAA, that corporations and universities made money off the use of the student athlete's name, image, and likeness. And I was very blessed that I could call my folks and ask for, you know, $20 to take back then, it's going on a date for $20. So I could ask for $20 to take somebody on a date. And I could do it. Like, so many of my teammates had no one to call. There was no support network, no backbone for them to lean on. And I just thought, like, hey, they're making so much money for so many people, and just what an injustice that they can't. Sure, their college is paid for, and that's amazing. But, like, you know, just the enrichment that goes along with being in college, they couldn't enjoy. So,
right.
I'm glad that was addressed. Obviously, it brought a whole lot of other problems with it, but I'm glad that basic inequity was addressed. Yeah. We're doing on time, Todd, but like, I'll say, are we okay?
Yeah.
So everyone knows about the kind of craziness in the transfer portal, the you know, outrageous contracts. I guess the market supports it. You really can't call it outrageous, but
you know, this house settlement that was just approved by a judge recently, I think will bring some sanity to the process. It'll probably slow down the transfer portal. We'll create somewhat of a, I guess you would call it like a salary cap, where there's a little bit of sanity. It'll just keep people from transferring willy-nilly with more of a market-based solution. And then, you know, the students now can get paid directly by the university, which will make universities have to make some decisions. And again, will just probably bring some uniformity and some clarity and some stability to a very, very chaotic process. So maybe this will be, who knows, but it's, you know, to look out in the future if it'll be the answer.
Right.
But this coming season and foreseeable future, we may see a slowdown in some of the things that are turning people off to college athletics.
Gotcha. All right, Clay, hold on with us just for 1 second. Let's check in with PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Todd. Looks like we're still working that earlier vehicle crash, Lillian Highway and Bauer Road. The roadway is open. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you, PJ. We're talking with Clay Ingram, former chamber president. I was blessed to walk into your shoes when you left. You mentioned that you left about 6 years ago. One of the things I want to say while I've got you here is, you know, appreciate your leadership. You came in at a time that was challenging at the chamber. Everything, you know, had kind of broken apart where we used to have economic development and tourism under one roof with the chamber. That all got split apart, and you really had to navigate those waters, and you set us up for the success we're enjoying today. So, you know, just wanted to publicly say that. Appreciate everything that you did during your tenure at the chamber, and like I said, set us up for where we are today.
Oh, man, Todd, thank you for saying that. Yeah, a lot of that was very difficult to navigate, but it's so nice to look and see like what you all are doing now, and that it looks like things are on a positive track. The area is doing so well economically, and people seem to be working together, and that's great to see.
Yeah. Again, appreciate everything that you've done, and you know, congratulations on your success in Tallahassee. Anything else happening at Florida State that you want to share with our listeners?
Hey, definitely, you know, excited about football season. We did pretty well in the you know, with the governor's vetoes yesterday. We got a brand new building for our College of Engineering and a building for our Student Veterans Center and ROTC. So good things on campus. I hope folks over there that have any inclination to come over and visit. Visit campus will do it. It's a beautiful place. Maybe not in July when it's 1,000 degrees, but in the fall, come over and visit. Love to show people around.
Yeah, Tallahassee in July is pretty brutal.
That's right. You know as well as anybody. It's so stagnant. I don't think there's any beach breeze like Pensacola has.
No, definitely do not have that. So, again, just want to say thank you, Clay Ingram, for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News. Appreciate everything that you've done and continued success with your work at Florida State.
Thanks, Todd. Hey, tell Andrew to watch out. You're pretty good at this. But anyway.
I don't know if I could do this every day like he does. I have a lot of respect for that guy.
Yeah, he's the best. Well, hey, Todd, thank you, man. I really appreciate you having me. Hope you have a good last few minutes of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Clay.
Take care. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Well, that brings me close to the end of my time here on the Pensacola Morning News. Again, I just want to say thank you to Andrew McKay for the opportunity to sit in for him today. It's been a lot of fun. I think we've had some great guests, some great conversations. Hope we brought you some new information that maybe you weren't aware of, talking about economic development, talking about the chamber, talking about fireworks, and some of the new laws that went into effect just today in our budget. So, had a great time. Thank you, PJ. Thanks for all your support. Thank you, David, for the news updates. And again, thanks to Mary and Dave Hoxing for all they do support on the for our community. One more time, 4th of July fireworks this Friday, downtown Pensacola. Streets will be shut off at 5. You can come get set up with your lawn chairs, your tents. You can go to PensacolaFireworks.com for more information. Fireworks at 9. Bring your radio to simulcast on Cat Country. And again, thank you to News Radio and Andrew McKay for the opportunity. Y'all have a great Tuesday. And again, check us out on PensacolaChamber.com. Would, you know, love to, if you're interested in joining, we'd love to provide you with that information. And with that, have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you Monday on the Chamber Connection.